sky and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring.
All right. We're back. And want to give you an update on our cover story on the Free American about the Border Patrol agents Ramos and Campion. And Michael Cutler sent this in. He's a 29-year veteran of the INS. He said, I generally provide a commentary on one newspaper report or other such news sources. Today I've decided to provide you with two, both of which recently ran in the Washington Times, because they cover the same story, and together they paint an extremely clear picture. The issue to be considered here is the prosecution of two valiant Border Patrol agents by a prosecutor whose motivation has to be questioned. Michael Cutler says, I've written a number of previous commentaries about U.S. Border Patrol agents Ramos and Campion. Today I want you to consider the content of these two news reports concerning two recent events in this case. First of all, I provide you with an article that shows there are both Republican and Democrat members of the House of Representatives who have publicly called for the issuance of a presidential pardon. In this case, Senator Congressman Delahunt, the chairman of the Subcommittee on International Organizations, Human Rights and Oversight, refers to as a miscarriage of justice. Segments from the first Washington Times article make it clear that Representative Delahunt, a Democrat, and Representative Dana Rohrabacher, a Republican, as well as other members of Congress from both sides of the political aisle, are convinced that justice was not served by the prosecution of agents Ramos and Campion. The second Washington Times article focuses on the statement by Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor who was behind the prosecution of these law enforcement officers. He was quoted in the article as having stated, in January, Mr. Sutton told the Washington Times that the punishment was high, but the sentences were mandated by Congress. Reasonable people can certainly argue that the time the agents received was too much, but that an issue that needs to be taken up with those in Congress who set the sentencing guidelines. He said, my job is to uphold the law. It's someone else's responsibility to determine if it needs to be changed. What is utterly amazing is the fact that Sutton is seemingly refusing to take any responsibility for the prosecution of the agents. The former INS agent said, he reminds me of a child who learns to use the passive voice to describe how a toy may have gotten broken, but does not want to admit his own responsibility. And a while ago, there was a comedian by the name of Flip Wilson whose tagline was, the devil made me do it. And point of fact, prosecutors have a tool at their disposal known as prosecutorial discretion. An excellent example of such discretion can be seen in decisions by federal prosecutors to decide that illegal aliens need to enter the United States a numerous time before they'll prosecute them for reentry after deportation, a federal felony. In New York, many years ago, even when an alien had a criminal conviction and had been deported from the United States, generally unless a felony for which the aliens had been convicted involved violence, such aliens were seldom prosecuted for reentry after deportation, even though law concerning the crime mentioned any requirement. Got to take a break, and we'll be right back. We'll take your calls.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back, and again, the Border Patrol agent, or the former INS agent, Michael Cutler, says that... For Sutton to say, my job is to uphold the law, it's somebody else's responsibility to determine if it needs to be changed, is utterly wrong. The ball is entirely in Mr. Sutton's court. If the responsibility lies with someone else, I want to know with whom. Was he following his own beliefs, or was he ordered to do this by someone, for example, at the White House? It is essential to know that the prosecutor failed to provide the jury with vital information concerning the credibility of the drug smuggler, Aldrete Davila, who had been subsequently arrested for smuggling another load of drugs across our nation's borders. The administration is quick to talk about arrests being down along the Mexican border as evidence that the border is under control. But the agent says here, my personal concern is that other Border Patrol agents have been intimidated by this case and others like it. I'm also concerned about how the Border Patrol will be able to recruit qualified candidates to do the dangerous, vital work that comprises the mission of the Border Patrol, given how these agents have been treated and wrongly prosecuted. He also says, I believe Judge E. Grady Jolly, one of the three judges who are considering the appeals filed on behalf of the two agents, understood the situation when he said, for some reason, this one got out of hand, it seems to me. It seems to me that the government overreacted here. We the people have every right to know the answers to disturbing questions that the malicious prosecution of these federal agents raises. And I agree with that entirely. I met Nacho Ramos is our wife. We had a nice evening in a fundraiser we did in Phoenix to raise money to keep their home, and we're hoping that the Congress will set them free, will overturn this the president's failure to pardon them, while he's pardoned all types of drug dealers and all that. Now, let me also, let's put our phone number out there. If you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. Want to call in and talk to me? Be glad to do that. If you've got something constructive to say, Chuck Baldwin says, according to Associated Press, the Republican presidential hopeful Ron Paul supporters raised over $6 million Sunday to boost the 10-term congressman's campaign for the White House. And the AP report also said the Paul campaign's previous fundraiser brought in $4.2 million. According to the Paul campaign website, in a 24-hour period on December 16th, the campaign raised $6.026 million, surpassing the one-day record of $5.7 million held by John Kerry. During the day, over 58,000 people contributed to Dr. Paul's campaign, including 24,940 first-time donors. Over 118,000 Americans have donated to the campaign in the fourth quarter. The $6 million one-day total means the campaign has raised more than $18 million this quarter, far exceeding its goal of $12 million. Now, if one listens to most of the political pundits in the major media, Ron Paul is some kind of kook. Boy, I know that term. Rush Limbaugh referred to the militia, to people like me, as kooks for the last 10 years. And they also say his supporters are just a bunch of kooks. So the question must be asked, just who are these kooks that are supporting him, and where did they get all this money? Now, let's take a look at this kook who is receiving all this money. Ron Paul was born the third son of Howard and Margaret Paul, was brought up with a work ethic in which one worked 6 days a week and went to church on Sunday. His first job at age five was helping his uncle wash bottles. He worked all the way through his youth, mowing lawns, delivering newspapers, working at a drugstore, delivering furniture and laundry. In high school, Ron was a track star, winning state as a junior in a 220-yard dash, ranked second in the 440. His time in the 100-yard dash was 9.8. That's pretty good. Although I bet he also wrestled in high school. But here Ron leaves me, Chuck Muse says. He was president of the student council and an honor student. Even as a senior statesman, Ron Paul keeps himself in terrific shape. Have you seen him lately? He still maintains a rigorous exercise regimen. Ron Paul's two brothers are both ministers. He became a medical doctor. He graduated from Duke University School of Medicine. When the Cuban Missile Crisis arose, Ron became a flight surgeon in the U.S. Air Force, and he also served in the Air National Guard, unlike Clinton. As an OBGYN physician, Dr. Paul has delivered more than 4,000 babies. He and his wife, Carol, have been married more than 50 years. They have five children, 18 grandchildren, and one great-grandchild, and Ron Paul is currently in his 10th year as congressman from Texas. As a congressman, Ron Paul has never taken a government-paid junk, and he is not accepting a government pension. He returns a portion of his office budget every year to the taxpayers. As a member of Congress, he has never voted a raise for himself. Do you know of any other member of Congress that can make such a claim? Of course you don't, because Ron Paul is truly one of a kind. And former President Reagan said this about Ron Paul. Ron Paul is one of the outstanding leaders fighting for a stronger national defense. As a former Air Force officer, he knows well the needs of our armed forces, and he always puts them first. We need to keep him fighting for our companies and country. Perhaps this helps explain why many of the kooks supporting Ron Paul are active duty military personnel. In fact, Ron Paul has received more campaign contributions from active duty military personnel than any other presidential candidate from either party. But who are the kooks supporting Ron Paul? What kind of people give more than $18 million to a quarter year and a quarter year to a presidential candidate that is almost universally ignored by the mainstream press?
Wait, you have a caller?
Okay.
Melissa from Texas.
Okay. What kind of people give record contributions to a presidential candidate that is lampooned by his fellow Republican presidential candidates? For example, Mike Huckabee recently said that he would support any other Republican presidential candidate contenders, including Rudy Giuliani, except Ron Paul. That means Mike Huckabee would rather support a pro-abortion, pro-gay marriage, pro-gun control liberal such as Giuliani than support a pro-life, pro traditional marriage, pro-Second Amendment candidacy of Ron Paul. Why is that? Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Good morning, Clay.
Good morning, dear.
Well, you're talking about the mainstream bashing Ron Paul. From I even saw the ad yesterday while I was glancing up at a TV that was on. Glenn Beck is going to have Ron Paul on his show tonight. I think it's 7 p.m. Central. No, well, I'm not sure. Anyway, I think it is 7 p.m. Central, but he has been saying things like, anybody who is a Ron Paul supporter, these are crazy kooks, the type that Timothy McVeigh types and people like Alex Jones and others should be arrested because they're going to be the next Timothy McVeigh. I mean, I heard him say that. I was watching him one day when he said all that. So it was, that's not word for word, but it's real close. So anyway, it should be interesting to see how Glenn Beck tries to make Ron Paul look like a fool, because he's going to be on for the whole hour, I think.
Well, of course he will, because that's her job.
Yeah,
that's
but guess
job.
What? If I were going to put bet on it, I'd bet on Ron Paul, because he always comes out sounding logical and making the one attacking him look like the kook. So.
Well, anybody that is attacking him is a kook. I mean,
yeah.
they are certainly not working for the American people.
Yeah, and see, before the opposition started using that term all the time, I never called anybody a kook. That's not my vernacular. I would say someone was kooky, but not in a, that would be a rather gentle term for they're just a little silly, you know. But calling people kooks is, I'm going to turn it back on them and start calling them kooks. So, anyhow, that's.
I've gotten some feedback on Austin.
What?
They say, and I think this is coming from the mainstream, they say that Austin's always been a pretty liberal-oriented city, and that Austin is rallying behind Ron Paul.
Yeah, oh,
I think
yeah.
I think that's a good
everywhere.
Thing. I'd like to, I don't think they're, I think we all are to be Americans, not necessarily liberal or conservative.
Well, our slogan here, our motto in Austin for, I don't know, the past 20 years or so, is keep Austin weird. And Austinites, they pride themselves on being just a little weird. Like, purple hair was always normal here, no matter if it was in or out everywhere else. And what I see downtown, for instance, on campus is, yeah, the kids down there, even people who don't know what in the world's going on with politics, all of a sudden it's like, wow, Ron Paul, he's really got some great ideas. So it is quite supportive here in Austin. But then again, I talked to someone the other day, and I said, Ron Paul is got some really great ideas, and who's that?
All right, stay with me, Melissa.
All right.
Take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We're back, and we've got Melissa. You know, Melissa, I got somebody on the chat room that is you know, commenting about the Border Patrol agents, referring to Border Patrol agents as, you know, guys with guns and shovels to bury the bodies. And because Ramos and Campion were Hispanic, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, I've met Ramos's father and his father-in-law, both veterans. More, they're more American than this guy ever dreamed about. I, you know, I don't think any of Ron Paul has all races supporting him, and he is. I've never heard him say a negative word about any race or religion. I think that's the kind of man that we need, and we don't need these baiters and haters out there.
Well, as far as the Border Patrol agents, some of them are dirty. Some of them are corrupt. But it, from what I can tell, the two that have been targeted as enemies of the state, they were actually doing their job, and they were being made a an example of to bring about Bush's idea of securing our borders, quote unquote. And as far as that just goes on to prove that, you know, it isn't a racist thing, because both of these guys are Mexican American, and they it's not about we hate people with brown skin, so let's keep them all out. It's about legal and not legal, and why are they here? What are they doing here? And if they're breaking the law, they shouldn't be here. And the minute they step across the line, that's breaking the law. And I wouldn't go to someone else's country and expect everything that's expected of us when we're supposed to just put up with this. If I were going to go to someone else's country, I would have to learn the language. I wouldn't expect everyone to cater to me. I don't know.
You know, I've got friends here. Vincent Del Corto, his family, his mother's from Mexico. His father was from Italy. He's Italian in descent. And you know, he's got family on both sides of the border. And I've never met a finer family and a finer people than those people, you know. And I would fight at the drop of the hat. I would fight, and I would put somebody on the ground that insulted him in front of me.
Sure, because it's about the person. It's about the intent of their heart. And what I see from all of these people who come here illegally, including, you know, if they happen to be Russian or if they happen to be Iranian or, you know, whatever flavor they are.
You know, my relatives came here from Germany. I mean, millions of Americans are descended from Germans. They came over here illegally.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, San Marcos down there, and New Braunfels,
oh yeah,
is primarily German. The people there are primarily of German descent,
right?
But they came here legally, and they did it right.
One of my best friends, she's from New Jersey, but she's here in Texas and has been for many years. Her mother and father came here from Poland, and they came legally, but. The father died probably 15 years ago, but the mother, she just died last year, a very old woman who lived in that section in Jersey where everyone spoke Polish because she never learned the language. And I thought that, you know, and Casimira kept trying to get her, you know, the daughter kept trying to get her, mother, please learn the language just a little. And she just couldn't or wouldn't or, you know, felt too intimidated to do it. But, you know, that's kind of where it starts. If you come here, you need to assimilate and become American, not holding on to your old roots.
Well, let's see. That's a primary problem. And the other problem is that because the government has let them up here.
Yes.
And they are resorting to crime.
It's an absolute plan that's being followed. And
they did the same thing in Russia. They ran the Jews in on the Christians in Russia. They with Stalin's help, and Stalin wasn't Jewish. They killed 50 million Russians, starved them to death.
Yes.
Put them in gulags.
Yes.
And I think they're doing the same thing with the Hispanics,
well, and
the Mexicans.
And when you water down America with people who don't know a thing about the American way of living and doing, our laws, our everything, the way we think about our freedoms, because they have never had that kind of freedom. They don't understand the whole idea of a republic that's honorable.
All right, hold on, stay with me.
Right.
We're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, we're back. If you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. Melissa, you still with me?
Yes.
You know, I was invited to speak at the Aryan Nations, and I told them I'll speak there. But I won't say what you think I'm going to say or what you want me to say. Because every time you refer to blacks as mud people, to Chinese as chinks, to Jews as kikes, to Germans as krauts, you are shooting yourself in the foot and you're giving your enemies the ammunition to destroy you. And you're making me look bad because we got the same skin color. I mean, I just detest racist of any color. You know, I had a guy come up to me in Miami. I was in a penthouse in on South Beach. I had a party there, and a big black guy came up, obviously a football player. What do you think about us black folks? I said, well, I slapped him on the arm. So I got to be straight with you, man. I don't like niggers. White or black? He said, you might be okay. I said, yeah, you might be okay too. Just don't take that kind of attitude with me. It's, you know, to me, all of us, black, Hispanic, white, and, you know, the Chinese have been here for three centuries, we ought to be linked arm in arm, saying, no, we support our Constitution, we support this country, we support liberty for all races, for all colors.
If I got invited to speak at an Aryan Nation meeting, I would just get up there behind the podium and say, you know, guys, it sucks to be you. That's it.
Well, it's I've been to some of their meetings. They've got one piece of literature that I agree with. Be proud of your race.
Yeah, but not arrogant and elitist.
That's right, Minda. I mean, these racist people out there, they are doing the same thing that the bankers. Well, we're rich. We need to support this country for the rich. For the rich. That is an elitist attitude.
Yep. And I always figure that if they say they're Christian, a lot of these guys, these people, and I kind of think it would be such a real hoot if when they stand in front of the Creator on Judgment Day and Jesus Christ enters into the room and he's kind of got his head down and, you know, wearing a tunic and a hooded tunic, and then he throws the tunic off and stands up and says, oh, hi, and he's just as black can be. I think that would be so classic.
I did at one rally or one meeting we had for the Free American. I came out, I was supposed to speak. I came out wearing an Arab outfit.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
What's wrong with you people? You know who I am.
Yeah, but now, oh, we know who you really are. What a ridiculous notion. You're still the same you.
I'm still the same me.
Yep. Well, I better get ready for work.
All right, dear.
Good talking with you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Again, our number is 800-313-9443. And this... This idiot says, Clay, you ignorant, dumbass moron, you can't have a great nation that's made of mixed races. It has never worked out that way. That's not true. That's not true. We have always been a race of mixed nation. Yeah. Whites have made some contribution, but so have the blacks. So have the Chinese helped build the railroads. You know, doesn't mean you mistreat them. You don't have to mistreat anybody. You don't have to be angry. And the people like this guy on the chat room is they're the poison. They're the poison. They're the poison in our society. They're the poison in the water, just like fluoride. Just like fluoride. And they do more damage than they do good. All right. My number here, let me tell you, by the way, this whole type of racist thing, these are people that are put into this, into every chat room, into every organization, to try to make us white folks look bad. Because, they've always tried to demonize me by saying, oh, you're racist, oh, you're anti-Semitic. No, I'm not. And tomorrow, by the way, I'm going to bring on a guest that has some answers for the American people. He's got answers for the American people. And we're going to be talking about a way to reform the Federal Reserve, retool the Federal Reserve, to put the power back into the pockets of the people. And hopefully we'll be working together. We'll be working together. He's a colonel, he's a veteran, and I'm working with the veterans. I'm extending all of I'm extending my hand to all the veterans out there, because the plan for Liberty Villages, it's a way to strengthen the economy back in the way Henry Ford wanted it, what he foresaw. We don't need the manufacturing just centered in the cities, and of course that was better than having it centered over there in Mexico or China. It's better than there's such a balance here that we have to achieve. I get calls every day from people that want to sell me a mortgage, and they speak with a Indian accent. I basically just hang up on them. But that doesn't mean I'm racist. It means I support America. I support people in America. And I don't want to see our service industry, our telephone soliciting, moved to India or Pakistan any more than I want to see our automobile industry move to Mexico, or see our combat boots being made in China, or our airplane parts made in China. I want to see hemp grown here in America by the small farmers all around America, because there's 10,000 products made out of hemp. And I don't think we ought to be buying them from communist China. Now, that doesn't make me a racist. I'm not a racist. Take care of your own country. Straighten Mexico out, and you'll have a fine country to live in if you get rid of the governments that are forcing your children up here, forcing them to become criminals. It's what we have to do. And James has it right. James has it right. The borders are wide open because the corporations want slave laborers to come here. It's all about economics, not race. Frosty Wooldridge has he's got some really good I'm sorry, I don't have a shortwave frequency right now. Sorry about that. But and Ron Paul's going to be on a lot of shows today, I guess. Okay, let's see what we got here. I got a George Jones song out. And let me just kind of skip around here. 50,000 names carved in the wall. Talking about the Vietnam. There's teddy bears and high school rings.
The daddies with their young boys playing ball. There's combat boots that he used to work. When he was sent over there, there's 50,000 names carved in the wall. There's cigarettes and there's cans of beer.
Close, but I'm going to tell you something I saw on Oprah Winfrey, believe it or not.
Okay.
she was showing a woman that got hurt in a wreck where it blowed half of her skull off. And they had a surgeon, a neurosurgeon on there doing the surgery. And he told a little fact that they do not tell. He said he does, on the average, of 7 neurosurgery operations per day, brain damage. So, but they don't tell this on TV. On TV, oh, we didn't have anybody shot today.
No, they've got a different way of counting. If they can get them into the, ambulance mm-hmm. before they die, then they don't count them as casualties.
I thought it was
58,000. They said killed, and probably around 100,000 mutilated for life.
Exactly.
All right. So thank you for your call, my dear.
You do. Welcome.
And if you want to subscribe to the Fear American, you can do that by calling 888-678-1444. Lee Douglas.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We've got just a few more minutes, and I want to tell you, we've got a few thousand copies of this issue left. It's a very, very powerful issue. You can see what it is on the website, but you need to get 10, 25, 50, or 100 copies to pass out in your neighborhoods. There's a lot of people that don't have Internet access, and there are too many sites on the internet to for the average person to go to make any sense of it. By getting the Free American and having the story of Ramos and Campion, the history of the Rothschilds, the story of the international bankers here and what they've done to this country, how many presidents they've tried to assassinate, and some that they've succeeded in assassinating. Everyone needs to know this, and every issue of the Free American from now on will have an ad for Ron Paul. My number here is 888-678-1444. We are making a difference, and because of that, we're being harassed, we're being put down, we're getting phone call after phone call, and the law enforcement is basically ineffective at stopping this kind of thing. So we tried to deal with it here. 888-678-1444, freeamerican.com is a website, and you can order magazines online, you can subscribe to it online, and if we get the advertisers that we need, we will be doing this monthly once again, because things are breaking so fast, news is breaking so fast, everything is moving so fast. We need to support Ron Paul, and people are doing that across the country. We need to let the networks know that we're not going to stand for bashing them. We'll turn the televisions off and won't watch them anymore. We won't support the advertisers for Glenn Beck if he tries to put down Ron Paul. We can fight back. We can support Ron Paul and do what Jim Strode said. If you're going to a Ron Paul rally, be alert and watch for any threats, any danger to Ron Paul. You're especially you ex-veterans and police or veterans and police officers out there. We need to protect Ron Paul, and we can do that. We can do that. Again, my number is 888-678-1444. And folks, I've got we've got the information that you need on the website. We need your support, and we need you to tell your friends about the Free American. So we can make a difference. If we don't do this, if you don't do this, who are you going to hand it off to? Who's going to do it for us? I'm Clay Douglas. I'm the Free American. God bless America.